兄姊妹，我们来念几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处在哥罗西。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 我们看第，我们来读第十二节。
Verse 12.
哥罗西书第一章第十二节
Colossians 1:12
感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light
我想这里翻得更正确翻得更好的应该是这样翻译在光明中能够得到众圣徒的份在光明中能够得到众圣徒的份
The better and more accurate translation for this verse is that the Father has qualified us to be partakers of the portion of the saints in the light
他救了我们脱离了黑暗的权势把我们牵到他爱子的国里我们在爱子里得蒙救赎罪过得以赦免
Verses 13 and 14
我们再来看哥罗西书第二章
Now Colossians again chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面你们在他的里面也得了丰盛
And verse 10
好我们继续来看腓立比书
Philippians
腓立比书第三章第七节
Chapter 3 verse 7
第三章第七节
Philippians 3:7
这是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的我想保罗在这里讲的有益的就是前面这一段我想我们就不念了我想保罗在这个地上他是非常有成就的一个人非常成功的一个人
What things were gained to me these I have counted loss for Christ And all this gain refers to the previous paragraph because Paul was such an accomplishment in the world. And for this paragraph, we will now skip.
他有地位。
He has status.
他有名声。
Fame.
他有权柄。
Power.
他有钱财。
And money.
他有学问。
And also he has all the learning.
今天地上人所追求的这些他都有了。他实在是个非常成功的人。
So Paul has everything that the men in this world are pursuing after. So indeed, Paul is very successful.
但是我们的保罗信了主以后，他第七节说：“这是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损失的。”
After Paul believes in the Lord, he now says, "What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ."
不但如此。我将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他丢弃万事如作粪土，为要得着基督。
And then verse 8.
好，我想我们看出旧约的《生命记》，摩西五经的最后一卷《生命记》。
In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, the last book of the five books of Moses.
第六章
Chapter 6.
第十节
Verse 10.
申命记第六章第十节
Deuteronomy 6:10.
耶和华你的神领你进他，向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示。允许给你的地哪里有诚意又大又美比你所建造的有房屋 长满着各样的美物，被你所长满的，有早晨的水晶，被你所早晨的。
Verse 11.
还有葡萄园、橄榄园，被你所栽种的，你吃了，而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记，将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
And verse 12.
我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
父神，我们实在感谢、敬拜、赞美你。
Father, we thank you, we praise and we worship you.
因着你爱子主耶稣基督，我们因信他，能够在他的里面，方代物举，独心不移的，我们可以来到你的宝座跟前。
Because of your beloved Son, we now have the confidence and access with boldness to come before your throne.
你是那样的圣洁的神，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是现在、今在、以后永在的全能的这位神。
You're the holy God and holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're the God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty God.
我们原本都是由你隔离的。
We were all separate from you.
我们因着心中的恶行是与你为仇的，我们都是苦怒之子、悲孽之子。
And we were enemies by the wicked works in our mind. We were sons of disobedience and children of wrath.
但是感谢我们的父，因着你爱子的十字架的救赎、救恩，叫我们今天能在你的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的来到你跟前。
But thank the Father because your beloved Son's salvation that we can come before you holy and blameless.
父神啊，我们敬拜你。
Father, we worship you.
你本身一切的丰盛都在你的爱子里面。
Because all your fullness dwells in your beloved.
你要叫我们在他的里面也得着一切的丰盛。
And also, you want us to be in him to receive all the completeness.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们被你所召，好叫我们与你的爱子耶稣基督一同的有份。
We have been called by you to enter into the fellowship of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
今天我们这些蒙爱的儿女、锡安的子民，我们应当欢乐歌唱。
Today we all are the beloved, the citizens of Zion, should rejoice and shout for joy.
我们一起来到你的跟前。
And because we come together,
我们来侍奉、来敬拜你。
We come to worship and serve you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你的慈爱永远长存。
Your loving kindness endures forever.
因为你本为善。
Because you are good.
当我们今天聚集在你跟前的时候，愿你的灵释放我们。
As we are gathered together before you, let your spirit set us free.
把我们所有的捆绑
，all the bound，
都能够解脱。
All the bondage could be.
所有的重担都能够解脱。
Could be rolled off.
主，我们看见我们今天在基督的里面。
Let us see that today in Christ.
你要我们得着他。所有一切的丰盛
，You want us to gain all the fullness in Him，
吃不透的丰盛
，The insearchable riches。
主，愿你与我们同在
，Our Lord do be with us all。
愿你的荣耀能力向我们显现
，Reveal Your power and Your strength to us。
愿我们今天乘着个虔诚敬畏的心，一起来敬拜你。
Let us come to worship you in godly fear and reverence。
让你得到荣，让你喜乐，显着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
我们也能够蒙恩。
And we will be pleasing to you, and likewise we will receive your grace.
叫你的仇敌蒙羞，闭口不言。
And to silence your enemies and put and let them be quiet.
把你的仆人交托在你的手中。
We commit your servant into your hands.
他不但在乎你的言语，更在乎你的全能、你的圣灵和充。做的信心
Because it is not because your word only, but also the power of the Holy Spirit and the confidence.
与我们翻译的姊妹同在
And also be with our translator sister.
与我们中间年轻人同在
Be with all our young people.
愿你的话解开，我们看见里面的奥秘
Unfold your word so that we could see the mystery.
但愿主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, grant us this the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照亮我们心里的眼睛。
Enlighten our inner eyes.
让我们真知道你。
So that we could truly know you.
我们就等候仰望信耶稣基督的名。
Together we wait upon you and look unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，这是2015年，是一个新年。
Now this is the new year 2015.
虽然已经过了两个多礼拜。
Although 2.5 weeks have already passed.
但我们还是在正月里面，所以还有一点新年的味道。
So we are still in the first month, so there is still this sense of New Year.
所以今天我在这里同弟兄姊妹交通的，我就用了一个新的题目。
Therefore, today as I share with you, I use the new title.
去年我用了7次的时间与弟兄姊妹交通的题目，你们还记得
？Last year I share with you seven times on one specific topic. Do you still remember it?
信息发光。荣耀神
Arise and shine and glorify God.
我想这个题目还没有讲完。
I'm not done with that topic.
还有很多可以交通的。
There's so much more that I could share.
但是因为这是一个新的年，所以我就换了个题目。
But because this is a new year, I just change another topic.
但是这个题目同去年的这个题目还是有一点关系的。
But this theme is very related to last year's theme also.
吃不透的丰富。
And the theme is.Unsearchable riches of Christ,
在基督的里面
in Christ.
我们刚刚念的弟兄给我们念的以弗所第三章那一段宝贝的话
The very precious passage our brother just read to us in Ephesians 3.
我们看见保罗说我做了福音的这事是照着神给我的恩赐这个恩赐是照着他运行的大能赐给我的
Here we see Paul says that I became the minister of the gospel according to the gift of the grace of God which was given to you for to me for you by the effective working of his power.
我是比众圣徒中最小的还要小。
Even though I am less than the least of all the saints.
但是神给我这样的恩典。
But to me this grace was given.
能够把基督那吃不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这里保罗说我是一个福音的执事，他是特别是外邦人的福音的执事。
Here Paul says that he is a minister of the gospel, especially to Gentiles.
他的主要的对象是外邦人。
His main audience is the Gentiles.
不像彼得，他主要的对象是犹太人，把这个福音告诉他们。
Peter, whose main audience is Jews, Peter is sharing all the gospel to them.
弟兄姊妹，什么是福音？
So beloved, what is the gospel?
什么是救恩？
What is salvation?
希伯来书第二章说，你们若忽略了这么大的救恩，你们怎么能够逃罪呢？
In Hebrews 2, we read that, how can we escape should you ignore such great salvation?
这么大的救恩。
So great a salvation.
这么大的福音。
So great the gospel.
哎呀，但是今天很多神的儿女把这个福音缩小了，把这个救恩缩小了。
But today, so many children of God have minimized this gospel.
他们说，什么是福音，什么是救恩，就是叫我们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，叫我们因他的名能够得到永远的生命，不至灭亡，我们有了永生。
So this is what is the salvation? What is gospel? This is just to believe in the name of Jesus Christ so that we have eternal life, we won't perish.
我们就不会再下地狱，我们能够上天堂。
And we don't go to hell anymore, and we could go to heaven.
若是更多知道一点、明白一点的，感谢神，我们接待他、信他名的，他就给我们权柄，我们能够成为神的儿女。
As to those who know the gospel a little better, they would say, Thank God that we have received his name, so now we become children of God.
我们今天是神的儿女了。
Today, we are the daughters and sons of God.
好像这个福音，这个救恩就是这么大。
As though the gospel, the salvation is just this big.
不错，若是福音就是这么一点，也看见福音的浩大，福音的奇妙。
Indeed, even though the gospel were just this big, but in it we could see the wonder, the vastness of this gospel.
但是我们知道，这比我们想象的救恩福音还要大，还要大。
But we do know that the gospel of salvation that God has given to us is much more than we could ever imagine.
我们念的以弗所告诉我们,
Ephesians we just read tells us,
他要把那基督测不透的丰富传给我们这些蒙恩的外邦人。
Paul wants to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
测不透的丰富。
Unsearchable riches.
我们刚刚念的哥罗西书，神一切的丰盛都在基督里面，我们在基督里面也得到了那一切的丰盛。
In the Colossians, we just read that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him we are complete.
什么样一个丰盛?
So what is this riches?
我想今天我稍微提一提。
So today I just want to mention it very briefly.
你去看以弗所这个测不透的基督的丰盛。
Think of the unsearchable riches in Ephesians.
你看看他的爱。
Think of his love.
你若是看以弗所第三章，他说愿基督因着信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心能够有根有基的，能够与众圣徒一同明白这爱何等的阔长甚高，是过于我们所能测度的，以至于叫神一切是充满的充满你们。
If you read Ephesians 3, you see that Paul says that Christ dwell in you by faith, grounded and rooted in love, so that you may be able to understand together with the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, so that you would understand that the love of Christ passes the knowledge that you will be filled with the fullness of God.
这个爱不过是基督丰盛里面的一小部分呐。
So his love is merely a little part of the riches of his love.
但是这个爱已经是有多长有阔有多高有多深，你是测不透的爱，过于我们所能测度的爱。
But even with this love, which is so high, so wide, so deep, so tall that is simply past knowledge, you cannot fully comprehend it.
你看看主耶稣基督那测不透的丰盛那个能力。
Now think of the power in Jesus' unsearchable riches.
我们看到第一章保罗为他们祷告的，对不对？这个但愿荣耀的父，主耶稣基督，荣耀的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将智慧和启示灵赏给你们。其中有一段说，叫你们知道他在信的人身上所显的能力有多好大。
In chapter 1, we read that May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, so you might know what is the extreme greatness of his power
toward叫他做万为了教会做万有之首，你就看到这个能力的浩大，不但叫他从死里复活，叫他升高坐在神宝座的那个，超过一切执政掌权的所有被造的。
So and this is the exact power that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. So this is not just the power to raise him up.But also has given him the name that is above every name that is named in heaven and earth.
你看见吗？这个能力也不过是主耶稣基督那测不透丰富里面的一小部分呐。
But even his power is simply a small part of Jesus Christ's unsearchable riches.
哥林多后书，第四章好像第九节吧。保罗怎么讲的
？4:9, what does Paul say?
我们瓦器里面有一个宝贝，这个宝贝所显出的能力是出于神的，不是出于我们的。我们四面受敌，不会被困住，打倒了不会死亡，遭逼迫不会被丢弃，心里也不会的失望。
In Corinthians 4:9, Paul says that in our earthen vessel there is this power.This power, and so we should know that it is not because of us, but because of this excellence of power. In that sense, that when we are crushed on every side, we are not defeated. When we are perplexed, we are not despaired. When we are struck down, we are not destroyed.
不会被困住的。
We will never be bound.
不会死亡的。
And we will never die.
不会的失望的。
We will never despair.
不会被丢弃的。
We will never be forsaken.
因着这个能力。
And because of this power.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看到吧？基督差不多丰富能力，也不过是其中的一小部分而已。
So do you see that among the unreachable riches of Christ, even this power is simply a little part of it?
他的智慧。
What about his wisdom?
我们刚刚念的第三章后面这一段。
Chapter 3, we just read here.
我们刚刚念的，叫你们知道历代以来所隐藏在神，那创造万有之神里面的那个奥秘。
We read about the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in Christ, created all things.
是怎样安排的？
Paul wants us to know how this mystery is
要记住教会叫天上执政权的掌权的这是神百般的智慧
To the intent now that the manifold of God may be made known by the church to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places
百般的智慧
Here it is manifold wisdom of God
罗马书第十一章到最后他说神在神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测哎呀整个这一段神在神丰富的智慧这个智慧又深又厚
In Romans 11 toward the end Paul says Oh the depths of both of the all the depths of riches both of the wisdomand the understanding of God and his judgment past understanding and simply past finding out so all of God's wisdom is so deep so thick
Ephesians 1:8是神在基督里面按照他的智慧和聪明充充足足的赏给我们的
Ephesians 1 we read about the grace that God has lavished upon us and this is because of Christ who through him that we have the redemption and we have the forgiveness all this great wisdom is being lavished upon us
弟兄说你看到吗这个智慧这个智慧有多诸般的智慧八般的智慧哎呀这个智慧我就没有办法讲这个智慧有怎样的浩大说不透
This wisdom is God's manifold wisdom I simply cannot explain it to you how vast how immense this wisdom is
一个能力
power
一个爱
love
一个智慧
and wisdom
都是说不透的
They're all unsearchable.
还有他的怜悯
Even his mercy.
我们刚刚念的罗斯你去看以弗所第二章按照他丰盛的怜悯爱我们的大爱当我们死在过犯中的时候他叫我们一基督都活过来一同复活一同坐在天上他丰盛的怜悯
In chapter 2 we just read in Ephesians that because God is rich in mercy and because of the great love with which he loved us,Even when we were still dead in trespasses, he raised us together with him. He made us alive and he made us sit together with Christ in the heavenly places. This unfathomable love of God.
在以弗所你还可以找到基督那差不多的丰富还有什么吗恩典恩典不般的恩典不般的恩典
And in Ephesians, you could also find grace in God'sunfathomable riches manifold grace
照着他丰富的恩典赏给我们的
according to the riches of the grace he has given to us
主的那个恩典你可以吃得透吗
can you actually fathom the riches of his grace
哎呀我想今天我就稍微提一提那吃不透的丰富基督里面的
So today I just want to mention very briefly about the unsearchable riches in Christ.
这个五个方面还不过是三分之一啊。
Now all these five aspects I've touched upon is simply one third.
我们还可以找到十个方面关于那个吃不透的主耶稣基督的丰富啊。
I can show you another 10 aspects of Christ's unsearchable riches.
所以这个丰富有谁能够完全得到的
Who can fully gain this riches?
有谁能够完全享受到的
Who can fully enjoy it?
谁能够完全经历这些丰盛的？
Who can experience all of these riches entirely?
又有谁能够把这些丰盛都能够活出来的，彰显出来，这是更重要的。
And more importantly, who can actually live out and manifest all these riches?
没有一个人。
None.
连保罗都没有。
Not even Paul.
保罗在腓立比书第三章说，我不是已经得着了。已经完全了，我是竭力的追求，好在可以得着神，所以要我得着的基督，就是基督的那个差不多的丰富。我还只有这一件事，我要竭力的追求。他已经追求了20多年了，你看保罗的生命有多丰富啊，有多老练啊，但是他觉得我还没有完全，还没有得着啊。
In Philippians 3, we read about Paul saying that at this time, Paul has believed in the Lord more than 20 years. But still, he says that I do not count myself to have attained or am already perfected, but I press on to lay hold of that which, for which God has also laid hold of me.
为什么以弗所第三章这一段差不多的丰富前面后面都要讲到教会？
And why is it before and after this unsearchable riches of Christ, Paul talks about the church?
前面他说这个奥秘是什么？就是外邦人随着福音在主耶稣基督里，我们能够同蒙应许，同为后嗣，同为一个身体，对不对？
Before,
我们同犹太人、外邦人，我们今天能够成为一个身体，同蒙应许，同为后嗣。
Before this unsearchable Christ that Paul is talking about, he says that there is this mystery that all the Gentiles and the Jews are fellow heirs, fellow members of his body, and also partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus.
这里是讲到教会。
Now this also speaks of the church.
后面这一段呢，也是当教会，但是说教会叫天上执政的、掌权的、执神百般的智慧，又讲到教会。
What about after this saying of his unsearchable riches? Paul speaks of that by the church, God wants to make known his manifold wisdom to all the principalities and powers.
没有一个人能够完全享受、完全得到、完全经历、完全彰显主的那个差不多的丰盛，就是主教会。
No one can ever gain the experience and live out, manifest this riches of Christ.Only the church.
就是做以弗所教会所有的圣徒在一起建立这个教会，让这个教会能够彰显出基督那个差不多的丰富来，活出那个主耶稣基督那差不多的丰富来。
Only through all the saints in Ephesus that the fullness, unsearchable fullness, riches of Christ could actually be exposed and then manifested.
我刚刚特别要弟兄姊妹注意的哥罗西书的第一章。
I want you to pay a special attention to Colossians chapter 1.
我们刚刚念的。
The passage we just read.
我们感谢父神，叫我们在光明中与众圣徒一同的这个基业。
Give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
我刚刚翻译了，最好的翻译是在光明中。与众生同的这个基业，一起的来的这个份，这个份。
And I just explained to you the best translation should be God has qualified us to be partakers of the portion of the saints in the light.
让所有的圣徒一同来得的。
So all the saints should come to gain it.
不是基业，这个真正好的翻译是那个份，那个份。
So the best translation is portion instead of the inheritance.
就像哥林多前书第一章保罗讲的，他必坚固我们到底，叫我们在主耶稣基督的日子，叫我们能够无可责备，因为神是信实的，我们原是被他所造，好叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督也同的份。那个份是大家一起来的。
This same portion is also mentioned in 1 Corinthians when Paul says that God will affirm you all the way to the end so that you will be blameless and God is faithful. He has called you into the fellowship of his son. That speaks of sharing all together into this, in this portion.
这个份应该是从希伯来文翻来的，应该翻这个份。
So according to Hebrews, this inheritance should be the portion.
保罗在这个时候他想到什么？
So what is Paul thinking at this point?
当他写这一段和我们刚刚念的以弗所第三章那个基督差不多的丰富，在他的灵里面，里面的眼睛他看到了一个什么？看到了迦南美地。
While Paul was writing Colossians here in chapter 1, and also when he was talking about the unsearchable riches of Christ in Ephesians, he, in his inner eyes, he actually saw the good land of Canaan.
圣灵把他带到了约书亚记的那个迦南美地。
The Holy Spirit has actually led Paul into the good land as spoken of in Joshua.
我们都知道约书亚记，约书亚把他们带进了迦南美地。
We all know that in Joshua, that it is Joshua who brought them into the good land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚这个名字，若是翻译到希伯来文，我们都知道亚威他是救主，耶和华是拯救。
Beloved, we all know if Joshua is being translated in New Testament, In its original meaning, it means Yahweh is the Savior.
就是主 Lord, 他是 Savior.
The Lord is Savior.
这是约书亚这个名字在希伯来文的那里面有非常重大的意义在里头。
So this is a tremendous meaning of Joshua.
但是我们知道在希伯来文那就是耶稣。
But also we know that in New Testament it's Jesus.
我们都知道在当时候文化都是在罗马的文化，虽然他们在罗马帝国，但是他们的文化是希腊的文化。
We all know that even though that's under Roman Empire, but all the culture is Greek.
但是犹太人呢，希伯来人，他们还是注重他们，大多数还注重他们自己的文化。
But the Jews, the Hebrews, most of them still value their own culture.
但是很奇妙的一件事。
But something so amazing here.
怎么会天使对约瑟说，你要生一个儿子，你要起名叫他耶稣，耶稣就是要把他的百姓从罪恶的里面拯救出来，对不对？
How would the Holy Spirit say this to Mary, that you will give birth to a son whose name will be Jesus?Who will save the people from sin?
耶稣是一个希伯来一个名字。
Jesus is a Hebrew name.
这个名字没有什么意义的，不过是一个专用名词而已。
It has not much meaning to it. It's just some specific term.
但是你若是翻译到希伯来文，那就是约书亚。一翻译到约书亚，哇，这个意义那重大的不得了，就是 Lord。他是 Savior, 他是救主。
However, if you juxtapose this same name with Joshua in Hebrew, that has a tremendous meaning. It tells us that the Lord is Savior.
所以你就看到约书亚记有两个非常大的启示或者预表，一个就预表主耶稣，那就是约书亚把他们带进了迦南美地。
So we see that in Joshua there are two.Great types or revelations. One is Joshua typifies our Lord who will let them into the good land of Canaan.
还有一个极大的一个预表或者标号，那就是迦南美地。
Another type or another symbol is that it typifies the land, good land of Canaan.
我们知道迦南美地就是预表着那基督那测不透的丰富啊。
And this good land of Canaan.Typifies the unsearchable riches of Christ.
你刚刚念的，我们看看《申命记》刚刚念的第六章，你就看见。
Now Joshua, Deuteronomy chapter 6 we just read.
耶和华神要把他们带进的那个美地是怎么样一个美地呢？那里有诚意，又大又美，不是他们所建造的。
What kind of good land that Joshua is bringing them into? This is a land with cities great and a large.
那里有房屋，这些房屋里面长满了这个非常美好的那些长满了美好的东西啊。
In that land, there were houses full of good things.
不是他们长满的。
Which they did not fill.
那里还有专程的这个水井，不是他们造出来的。
In the land, there were hewn out wells, which they did not dig.
那里还有葡萄树，还有橄榄树，不是他们所栽种的。
In which there were vineyards and also all the olive trees which they did not plant.
哎呀，他们吃得饱足啊，什么都有啊，样样都不缺少的，丰丰富富的迦南美地。
They are satisfied, they are full, and they lack nothing. They have bread without scarcity.
我说你看生命记第八章又再一次地讲到这个美丽。
And if you read Deuteronomy chapter 8, you see once again the Lord says the same thing.
这段经文里面两次提到美丽。
Twice in this passage, it mentioned the good.
耶和华带你们进入那个美地，那里有水，有源，有河。
The Lord is bringing you into a good land in which there are brooks of a river, there are fountains and wells.
山脚山谷里面流出水来。
Which flow from the hills and valleys.
哎呀，他们那里有大麦，有小麦。
And they would have barley and wheat.
不但是有葡萄园，不但有橄榄园，还有石榴树，还有无花果树。
Not only do they have vines, fig trees, and pomegranate, but also they would have this honey and also oil.
他们有蜜，有奶，这个地方。
This land flows with honey and milk.
哎呀，他们的铁像石头就像铁一样的多。哎呀，他们山洞里面能够挖出铜来。
Even their stones are like iron, and from their hills you can dig copper.
哎呀，你们一样都不缺，你们吃得饱足啊！叫你们称颂耶和华，是他把你们带进这块美地的。
So after they eat and are full, they shall bless the Lord because it is the Lord who has brought them into this good land.
但是你们要谨慎，免得你们吃得太饱了吧，那我领你们出埃及的，这位耶和华忘掉了。But
beware, lest you are full and satisfied, you will forget the Lord who has brought you out of Egypt from the house of bondage.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这块美地。So
beloved, do we see this good land?
这块美地是物质的美地。
Even though this good land is the physical material land,
这块美地虽然非常的美，但是还是物质的，是你看得见的，是有警戒的。
As good as this land could become, although it's still as physical, it's still material. It has a confine.
你去看《约书亚记》第一章，这块美地的境界是有多大？就是东边，东边是哪里呀？是伯拉达河。 伯拉达河和赫人的全地，这是东边。
Do you want to see how big the land is? If you read Joshua chapter 1, you will see on the east side you have the river Euphrates, that's all the land of the Hittites.
还有南边就是旷野。
On the south you will have the wilderness.
西边就是这个大海日出之地，那就是地中海。
On the west side is the great sea, the Mediterranean Sea, where the sun goes down.
北边就是黎巴嫩。
On the north, you see the Lebanon.
这就是这块美地的境界。This
is the territory of the
哎呀，这么一块大的美地，能够一个支派进去占领吗？
For such a gracious land, could one tribe of Israel go in and possess it?
他们需要12个支派一起进去来得这个美地的，并且要经过多少年的征战、流血、代价、受苦、死亡，才能够得到的这块美地。
Now they need 12 tribes together to go in to possess the land, and also through many years of battles, they have to bleed, through much death and through much struggle.
虽然我们知道十二个支派有两个半支派就是在河东，他们就分了这块地，他们没有进到迦南美地去分地，但是最少有九个半支派在那里分这块地。Although
we do know that two and a half tribes of the whole 12 tribes and settled down on the east side of the Jordan, but the nine and a half tribes did go in and pay the price for this land.
这就是保罗在哥罗西书所讲的。 在光明中能够同着众圣徒的份，大家一同有份的。This
is exactly what Paul said here in Colossians that we will have this portion of the saints, of the saints in the light together. We are in.
因为太丰盛了。Because
it's so.
他们经过了20多年的征战、流血、受苦，还不过是得到了一大部分，还有很大的一块土地。 在约书亚记第13章，你看到他们还没有得着。
Even after 20 plus years of battle, suffering and bleeding, still, as you read Joshua, you see there's still a lot of land is not being possessed by them yet.
所以你去念约书亚记第十三章，耶和华对约书亚说，对约书亚说，你已经年纪老迈了，但是你还有很多为的子弟啊。
That's why in Joshua 13, you would read like this. The Lord told Joshua that you're old and well advanced in years, but there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
那时候约书亚几岁了？差不多110岁，他是110岁离开的。
How old was Joshua then? About 110 years, because that we know that's how long he lived.
若是你去看约书记啊，约书亚记，你看不到在这个时候他们到底在这个迦南美地已经征战了多少年，我说有20多年是什么根据。
If you just read Joshua, you would not be able to figure out exactly how many years of battles they have been engaged in. But I said 20 plus years, and I have some reasons for this.
我是根据这个约书亚记第十四章，若是你去看约书亚第十四章加勒的这一段话。
Because I based my staying upon 20 plus years on Joshua 14, what Caleb said here.
那时候加勒已经85岁了。
At that time, Caleb was 85 years
old. 他怎么讲的？他说感谢神让我存留了这45年。
He said, thank God that he had kept me alive for these 40 years.
因为我们知道加勒他是40岁的时候同约书亚一起进到迦南地区。探这块地的，对不对？
We know Caleb was 40 years old together with Joshua. They went into the land of Canaan to spy out it.
我们知道有两个人，他们回来的时候，两个人扛了一大串的葡萄。哎呀，你就看到这块地是何等的丰满呐！
And we know that two of them came back to Moses, and they carried such a big a bunch of grapes. So we know how abundant this land was.
我想加勒同约书亚的年龄很相仿的，这是我估猜一定的，因为这个12个探子都是年轻力壮的，我想年龄也都差不多的。
And I believe Joshua and Caleb were about the same age because all of the spies who went in were all young and valiant.
所以约书亚记第十四章加勒怎么讲啊？他说我已经存活了，神是我存活了这45年。
And that's why in Caleb said in Joshua 14 that God had kept me until today for 45 years.
哎呀，他说看呐、啊，我现在85岁了，我还是那样的强壮啊。
Behold, he said that now I'm 85 years old, but I am still as strong as then.
所以他已经进到迦南美地，他已经大概80岁了，对不对？在那里已经征战了有好几年了。他说我现在已经85岁了，我还是那样强壮，我出了征战，在当时我力量如何，现在我的力量还是如何。
So at about 80 years old, he entered the land of Canaan, and after all these years, he says that I am still strong, and my strength is as strong as then when I went out for battle, going in and coming out.
所以我这样的算的话，他们已经在迦南美地征战了有20多年了。
So this is the way I calculated. It must have taken them 20 plus years for the whole warfare.
因为约书亚已经快110岁了。
Because at this time Joshua is about 110 years old.
哎呀，你看见他们要得到这个美地，进去很容易。约书亚带领他们过约旦河进去了，但是进去他们要经过征战呐。
It's easy for Joshua to bring all the people into this good land.But after they got in, they did have to go through a lot of battles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，新的一年，我们的 goal 是什么？
So,
我们的 vision， 我们的意向是什么？
Beloved, for this new year, what is our vision? What is our goal?
我想今天我们也是一样，我们也还有很多很多很多地方在基督里面的丰盛，我们得着啊。
It's in the same manner that today in Christ there are so many, many riches of Christ we have not gained yet.
就是我们今天这一点爱，何等的可怜啊，一点的爱用就用完了。
Even with the love that we have today, it's so miserably small that it could be used up so very soon.
我们的能力到底有多少？我们的能力也是非常的微弱啊！一下子我们又软弱下来了，刚强不起来了。
Power, our power is actually very weak because very soon we become so fragile that we won't be able to strengthen ourselves.
我们的智慧到底有多少
？And how much is our wisdom?
有时候看看我们自己讲的话、做的事、心里所想的。哎呀，很愚蠢啊，很愚昧啊，没有一点属灵的智慧啊。
Sometimes when you think of what you do, what you say, what you're thinking, we know that we are so foolish, we are so devoid of any spiritual wisdom.
实在来说，我们没有得到太多耶稣基督里面的那个吃不透的丰富啊。
So frankly speaking, we really haven't attained to much of the insearchable riches in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们忍耐有多少？
Beloved, how much is your patience?
我们忍耐一下子就没有了。
We endure for a little while.
我们的谦卑有多少？
How much is your humility?
我们的温柔有多少？
How much is your gentleness?
我们的圣洁有多少？
How much is the holiness?
我们的公义有多少？
How much is your righteousness?
我们柔软有多少？
And how much is the, your meekness?
弟兄姊妹，我就是很随便的讲这些丰盛，我们今天到底得到了多少？好可怜呐、啊，贫穷啊，属灵上。
So beloved, I just simply pick up a few aspects. How much have you attained to it? So badly poor are we?
我们没有得到多少，没有享受多少，没有经历多少，我们怎么能够有彰显基督的丰盛有多少
？Since we have not gained much, we have not experienced much.And then how much of this fullness you can actually manifest?
今天教会能够把基督那个丰盛彰显出来多少让世人看见的
So how much of the riches of Christ that the church can actually manifest that all the people could see?
今天我很简单的提一提弟兄姊妹新的一年我想我们的 vision 也好我们的 goal 也好我们的这个野心主保罗讲我立定心志要得主的喜欢你怎么能够得主的喜欢让他的荣耀能够更多的彰显让基督的荣耀在教会在你身上更多的彰显神就得到荣耀对不对
Now regardless of this vision this goal or this ambitionjust as Paul says that he makes the aim to be well pleasing to God, and how can you actually manifest all this? Glorify God. When God is glorified in you, you will be able to express all this fullness.
我们今天活着活生我们吃或者喝，保罗讲，我们都是为了荣耀神嘛。我们今天基督徒活着的价值，活着的意义。活着的目的就是为了荣耀神嘛，对不对
？So that's why Paul says, whether we eat or we drink, the very meaning of our living is to glorify God. Isn't that true?
若是你没有基督那个丰盛彰显出来，你怎么能拿什么东西来荣耀神呢、啊、
？If you cannot manifest the riches of the Christ, with what you can glorify?
所以这是何等的重要的一个题目啊！
So this is how crucial, how important this theme is.
巴不得我们新的一年，我们这是我们唯一的目标啊。
If only this is our only goal for this whole year.
我们要有个雄心大志。
That have this ambition that to
进入这个丰盛。
That have this ambition, this great will to enter into His riches.
弟兄姊妹还记得去年你还记得我最后一次同你们交通讲到批判。那一些所谓的这个成功神学 啊批判那一些 positive thinking 啊我特别用了这本杂志讲到这个韩国的这个赵永基啊他们就是传的就是这个成功的福音啊。
Brother and sister, do you remember the very last session of last year I shared with you when I criticized the prosperity theology, the positive thinking,all the things that this Korean pastor had been advocating.
他们所讲的梦想，他们所讲的 vision， 他们所讲的 goal， 他们所讲的野心、雄心大志，就是在世界上能够得着地位、名誉、享受、钱财、成功，得着荣耀，自己得着荣耀，对不对？
All of their grand visions, ambitions, all of these things. centered upon themselves, so that in this world, so they could reach fame, success, and money, and enjoyment.
我们要做一个出人头地的人来荣耀神。
They say to glorify God is for you to be better than others.
什么我们都要得做 number one.
We have to aim for the number one in every aspect. I know I've talked much about this.
我们严厉的批判这样的说法。
And I severely criticize them.
他们说要的还是抓住这个世界。
Because what they do is they're grabbing onto this world.
就是我们刚刚念的菲利比书保罗所讲的对他有益的，就是过去对他有益的这些东西。
That's what Paul says in Philippians. What things were gained to him?
现在我都当作粪土一样的。
So Paul says that now I count these as the rubbish.
都是垃圾。
They are all rubbish.
都是有损害的。
They are actually lost.
对着我们帮助这条属灵的道路是一个极大的损害亏损啊。
All these are the extremely great obstacle and also would cause you to suffer loss spiritually.
今天美国也是一样。
And today,
到处都是一样。
In America,
那些最大的教会人数最多的最有名望的这些传道人就是讲这些道。
All the famous preachers in the mega churches everywhere in the States are talking about the same kind of message.
他们怎么讲的?
What do they say?
他说你今天的命运 不是魔鬼掌握的。
They say your fate is not being controlled by devil.
也不是神掌握的。
Nor is it controlled by God.
是你自己掌握的。
It is controlled by yourself.
这个命运是你自己掌握的, 什么意思呢?
What does that mean by controlling your own fate?
最少你听这些成功神学, 他们总是提神啊, 对不对? 他们说神帮助你成功的, 这是需要神来帮助的, 这一点他们是肯定的。
In all the prosperity gospel, when they talk about all this, they confirm that it is God who is helping you all through this process.
让你的梦想能够成现实。
So that your dreams could be fulfilled.
但是他们为什么又讲你的命运是你自己掌管的呢?
Then why is it again at the same time they say you control your own fame?
把神放在一边呢?
And then put aside God.
哎呀，他们是怎么讲的？
So what is they saying?
你要求啊,
they say you have to ask.
你要有一个愿望啊,
you have to have this desire.
你不能像个青蛙在井的底下看这个天气这么小啊, 自满自足了。
You should not be like a frog sitting at the bottom of the well, looking at a so limited sky and being satisfied and complacent.
你要从井里面跳出来啊,
jump out of the well.
你要看看这个天有多大。
Take a look at how wide, how great.
神在你我身上有多大的旨意，有多大的计划？ 这个计划就是讲成功的计划。
Do you know how big God's goal, God's will is toward you and me, and their goal is just to succeed?
他们做了一个是有很道理、很有道理的一个例子。
And then they would give a very an example. It makes much sense.
他说，一个老鹰的蛋呢，老鹰的鸡蛋呢，生下了蛋，掉在这个鸡的蛋的里面。
They say that suppose there is this eagle, for some reason, its egg was somehow being put in among all the chicken eggs.
结果呢，这个蛋出来了。
And when the egg was hatched,
他就从小就同这些鸡成了一群了。
So this little eagle, ever since its youth, stayed together with all the chicks.
虽然它有两个翅膀，它可以飞的。
Even though the eagle has the two wings, he could fly.
但是同鸡在一起, 他们就是在这个小的范围里面走来走去, 对不对?
So because he's staying with the chicks in such a small confines, so they just walk around.
他也很觉得很满足, 只要有一些东西吃就可以了。
And this eagle is very satisfied as long as it has some food to eat.
但是他有一天忽然看见一个老鹰从他的头上飞过。
And one day he sees this eagle flying over his head.
哇,这个老鹰飞得好高啊!
He's flying so high.
他就发觉他看看自己,我也有两个大翅膀啊!
And this little eagle looking at himself with two big wings.
他说,我不是同他一样的吗?
And he was thinking,
但是我试试看，飞飞看。
Let me give it a try, see if I can.
他从来没有飞过。
He has never flown before.
结果他就展开翅膀一飞，哇！想不到一飞就是像那个老鹰一样飞得高啊高啊，乖，就往上飞啊。
So he spread out his wings and mount up heavenward, and he was flying just like the big eagle.
所以他就这么讲，这个传道人说。 我们不要认为我们都是一个小鸡啊，就是在这个小的范围之内啊，你要飞啊，你可以高飞啊，你可以做人上人啊，你可以出人头地啊。So
this preacher says, you should not be thinking of yourself just like this small eagle. You can fly upward and do not limit yourself into such small confines.
今天你不愿意，神又能够在你身上做什么呢？
But if you're not willing, you do not have the ambition, what can God do to you?
你里面自己没有这个意向，也没有这个goal，那神能够在你身上做什么呢？
If you do not have this vision, what can God do in you?
他们就用了马太福音第20章做一个比喻，哎呀，他们都是用圣经的，你若是圣经不熟的，真是给他们迷惑啊。And
the preacher would recite Matthew 20, and if you're not familiar with the Bible, you will probably be deceived by this.
你知道马太福音二十章最后一段讲什么？
Do you recall what Matthew 20 says?
那两个瞎子有没有？
There are two blind.
他们生来是瞎子的。
They were born blind.
当主耶稣走过的时候，
When the Lord Jesus passed by，
哎呀，他们就大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，大卫的子孙啊！”
They cried out aloud, Son of David, Son of David.
他们知道这位经过的就是弥赛亚，就是基督，就是永生神的儿子，是大卫的子孙啊。
They knew the one who was passing by was the Son of God, was the Son of David.
他们有信心啊。
They did have the faith.
但是这些门徒责怪他们说，住嘴吧，不要去麻烦，不要打扰我的这个先生，这个主耶稣吧。结果他们喊得更响啊，信心你更冲着大卫的子孙啊，救救我，可怜可怜我吧，可怜可怜我们吧。
Jesus' disciples tried to silence them and rebuke them, saying, Do not bother the master. But all the two blind people, they cried out all the more, Son of David, save us, have mercy on us.
结果主耶稣就走过去了。
So what did Jesus do?
主耶稣讲什么？
Pass on?
主耶稣讲什么？
What did he say?
你们要我为你们做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
今天主耶稣就在问你，我要为你做什么？
So the preacher said, today Lord Jesus is asking the same thing. What do you want me to do for you?
哎呀，这句话真厉害啊！
Isn't this powerful?
我们常常讲什么叫悔改，什么叫真正的相信？
Isn't this powerful, this statement that we often talk about? What is repentance and what is truly believing in Him?
真正的悔改，真正的相信，就是保罗在大马士，他眼睛张开，认识了这位弥赛亚。他说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么？”
True believing and true repentance is exactly what Paul said on the way to Damascus. When his eyes were opened, he said, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
从今以后我不做主了，你来做我的。
From now on, I'm no longer my Lord, you be my Lord.
从今我把我的主权给你，我为你而活，因你而活，靠你而活了。
From now on, I give my autonomy to you, my right to you. I will live by you, for you, and to you.
我要服侍你，你是我的主人，我从今以后做你的奴仆了。
I want to serve you. From now on, you are my master. I want to serve you.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
这叫门徒，真的门徒。This
is the true disciple.
但是这里他说不啊，主要问你说你要我为你做什么？你为什么今天不问主说你为我做什么？你为什么不问主耶稣啊？
But the preacher emphasized that you should say, What do you want me to do for you? The Lord is waiting for you to ask Him. Ask
你为什么不求啊？
Why do not you not?
你们不记得马太福音第7章说，你求就得着嘛，寻找就寻见嘛，叩门就开门嘛。你要求啊，这个主权在你手中啊，你的将来的命运是你自己来决定的，不是神来决定，就是这个意思。
And he says that in Matthew 7, ask and you shall find, seek and and seek, ask and you shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock in the door will be open unto you. So the very autonomy that to control your fate is in your hand. You have to ask him.
这个对又是不对，对不对？
This statement is right and at the same time wrong.
你要求什么？
What is that you're asking?
你要问什么？
What is that you want?
要主为你做什么？
What do you want him to
do? 来成就你自己的理想，成功吗？
To fulfill all your dreams and your success.
你要求像保罗以前那样得着的那个地位、名誉、财务、学问这些东西吗？
Do you want to gain? Do you want to ask for all the things that Paul once had? All the status, fame, all the learning?
保罗讲你们靠着基督这指望在今生，你们就比世人还可怜啊。
Doesn't Paul say that if you're in this world that you have hope, then you're most miserable than all.
雅各书第四章怎么讲的？
And James chapter 4,
不错，他讲了。
Yes.
你们求，你们得不着，因为你们不求。
You do not receive because you do not ask.
你看，这就是讲，你们得不着，因为你们不求啊。
Yes, indeed, the verse says, if you do not have because you do not ask.
你想怎么讲？
And what comes
你们求也得不着，因为你们要浪费在你们的宴乐中。你们这些淫乱的人啊，你们岂不至于世俗未有的，就是欲生未得吗？凡是想与世俗未有的，就是欲生未得了。
What comes next is, even though you ask, you do not have, because you ask amiss to spend it in your pleasure. Do you not know that?Friendship with the world is enmity with God. If you want to be friendly with the world, you are God's enemy.
你还要抓这个世界吗？
Do you still want to grab onto the world?
老约翰怎么讲的？到最后这么年纪大了，他说：“你们照着他的旨意，无论求什么，他就听你们。你要照着他的旨意求什么？你要先求他的国，他的义啊，对不对？这是我们今天要求的。是的，你要求，主耶稣在这等候，听你求什么。”
What does the old apostle say at his old age? He does say that if you ask according to the will of God, then you will have your supplication. We have to ask according to his will.
他的旨意。
His will.
让你得这个世界吗？
Is his will for you to gain the whole world?
叫你爱这个世界吗？
Is it that he wants you to love the world?
弟兄姊妹，你去看马太福音二十章最后的一节圣经何等重要，他们没有提啊。
Beloved, if you look at Matthew 20, the very last verse is so important, but they never mention it.
最后一句话什么话？
What is the last verse?
两个瞎子眼睛睁开了，他们怎么样？走了吗？走了，走走自己的路了吗？
What happened to the two blind people after their eyes were opened? They went on their own way?
没有。
No.
他们怎么？他们跟随主耶稣。
No, they followed the Lord Jesus.
他们眼睛要张开，就是为了要 follow 这位永生神的儿子。
The reason they want their eyes to be opened is that they want to follow this Son of the Living God.
你有永生之道。我们还跟从谁呢？我们已经相信了，我们已经知道了，你就是神的那位圣者大卫的子孙。
To whom shall we follow, Lord? You have the eternal life that we know and we have believed that you are the Son of the Living God, the Son of David.
我们再不要受这些迷惑。
Let us not be deceived by any of these.
若是这样，你同世人又有什么两样
？Otherwise.What's the distinction between you and the world?
前两个月我在世界日报看见这篇文，这篇东西很有意思啊，就讲到你们都认识他们马云。
Two weeks ago, I read an article in World Journal, Chinese newspaper. Do
you
all know, recognize?
我想我们中间没有人认识他，但是知道他。
None of us would know him, but we know of him.
这里怎么讲呢？很大的字。
A great heading here says.
他说马云当首富，就是最有钱的，在中国他是最有钱的一个首富。
It says that Jack Ma is the richest person in mainland China.
你知道他有多少钱？195亿美金，195亿美金。
Do you know how much money he has? $19.5 billion.
不得了。 但是这里怎么讲？马云当首富很痛苦。
But what does the article say? Even though he was the richest person, he was miserable.
他说股这个，我的压力是跟着股票，股票涨，我里面压力越来越重。
He said that my pressure rises up together with the stock.
他说我只想做自己。
And he said, I just want to be myself.
这里有一篇就是报道他的感想，他说我钱越多，我的烦恼越多。
And the article talks about his sentiment about having so much money. He says that the more money I have, the more sorrows I have.
你还要去找这些东西吗？
Do you still want to seek after?
马云在这篇文章的一个月，大概一个月以前，在美国开了一个这个 Asia 这个 Association， 就是亚洲的学会，那里颁奖啊，这个那些有成就的那一些有名的人士啊，发奖给他们，马云是拿到头奖。
And about a month before this article was published, Jack Ma was actually given a top reward by an Asian association.
他怎么讲的？后来
so, what did he say?
他就等于是勉励所有的下面这些人呢。他说：“你就要有梦想，你就能够成功。只要你的梦想不熄灭，你就最终一定成功，像我一样。”
And at the meeting, he encouraged all the other people.As long as you have the dream, as long as the dream do not fade away, toward the end, you will be as successful as I am.
他说我就是这样成功的。
Because this is how I become successful.
但是一个月以后，他又写了这篇东西。
And one month later, we see this news report.
他说虽然身为中国的首富，但是自己呢，并不感到开心。因为这给他带来了许多的烦恼。
In this art, in which he said that even though I'm the richer person of China, but with all this fortune, what it brings me just the vexations of life.
所以他说，我现在要设立一个慈善基金会，做好事的基金会。
So now he said, I want to set up a charitable fund to do all the good work.
他说，我要学美国的首富，我们知道就是。Bill Gates.
And he said, I want to learn from Bill Gates, the richest person in the United States.
你知道 Gates 有多少钱了？
Do you know how much money Gates?
那马云同他真是小富见大富。
Comparing to Gates, that Jack Ma's fortune is just as a little mountain comparing to a big mountain.
他可以每一天花100万 million.
Every day, he is able to afford $1 million.
可以花多少年呢？128年。
And he
128年，每天可以用100万。哎呀，你看看他的钱，同马云比那多了好几倍呀、啊。
So every day he could spend $1 million for how long? For 128 years. So think of the comparison. His fortune is many, many more fold than Jack Ma.
我真的用一个计算机去计算，到底他有多少钱呢？128万乘这个100万乘128年。哎呀，算来算去，我没算出这个总数来。
And I actually took a calculator. I was trying to figure out exactly how much money he has. Now I plug in $1 million a day for 128 years. No matter how I do it, I just couldn't get the total number.
哎呀，真是笨呐！
And I believe I'm.
所以他说 Gates 啊，同我一样，他的烦恼很多，所以他现在设立了很多的慈善。他把很多的钱捐给人，可以减少他里面的那一个痛苦烦恼，所以他现在也学他说我要设立一个慈善的基金会、啊、把这些钱能够回馈给社会，减轻一点我里面的烦恼痛苦。哎呀，你看看这些有钱的人。
Now think of all these people. I am that smart, so I cannot figure out exactly how rich they are. But Jeremiah is trying to learn from Bill Gates, trying to give out all of his fortunes so that he could lessen all the griefs, all the vexations of life.
他说我还是很留恋十几年以前的那个马云那个我。
And he said that I still admire the old Jack Ma.
十几年以前他每个月就赚大概他说就100块人民币，我想也不见得吧。不管怎样了，他说这个时间哪一个人一刻时间比现在好过得多啊。
He says that 10 plus years ago he earned about 100dollars, 100 renminbi every day. I don't think so. But no matter what, he says that his days before were much better than the days now.
那很简单嘛，你把钱给我就是了，你们过去的日子就是了嘛。
And I think there is quite a simple solution to all this. I would just ask Jack Ma to give me all his money, and then go ahead, you can, you know,
但是他又不舍得，哎呀，人的可怜呐、啊！我们今天还要去追求这些神功神学吗
？But I don't think he's willing to do so. This is the misery of man. So today, do you still want to seek after all this prosperity theology?
巴不得我们这一年，让我们花一点代价，多牺牲一点，让我们看看我们是不是能够更多得着。主耶稣那吃不透的丰富。
I would like to admonish you all that if only this year that we would pay a price, put in some sacrifice to see if you can gain more of the unfathomable riches of Christ.
我们怎么能够得到这些丰盛
？How can we actually receive all these riches？
我想我们以后还会的交通。
We will share more on this later on.
但愿这个作为我们。2015年的这个目标。
But let it be the very goal for us in 2015.
不是已经得着了，已经完全了，我们要竭力的追求。
Now that I have attained to it, and now that I'm already perfected, but press on to gain it.
低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
父啊，我们感谢你，你的慈爱永远长存。
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness endures forever.
主，你所有的丰盛都在你儿子耶稣基督里面，你叫我们在他的里面也能够得着一切的丰盛。
Lord, all your the fullness of your the riches of you are dwelling in your Son, beloved Son Jesus Christ, and in whom we have been made complete.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on me.
基督的恩待我们。
Have mercy on us.
主，让我们的心能够转向你。
So that our hearts can turn to you.
主，让我们能够追求你。
Oh Lord, allow us to seek after you.
歌唱了跳舞的都要说我们的全员都在基督里的里面。
He who sings, he who dances shall say that our spring is in you.
主，让我们能够学保罗一样。
Lord, let us be like Paul to
需要你的爱更多的激励我们，
We need more of your love to spur us to encourage us.
主，让我们更多的认识你。
Oh Lord, let us know you more.
晓得你复活的大能。
To know that your power, resurrection power.
我们能够与你一同受苦，效法基督的死。
We will suffer together, being conformed to His death.
带领你的教会，带领你的儿女。
Lead your children, lead your
church. 我们更多的得到你的丰盛，我们就更多的荣耀你。
Because when we have gained more of your riches, then can we more glorify you.
不但你得到荣耀，我们也能够蒙恩。
Not only are you glorified, but also we will have your grace.
不但是今世的、来世的，一直到永世，我们都能够得到。
Not only in this age, but also in the age to come, all the way on to eternity.
我们能更多彰显你的丰盛，别人也因我们能够得到恩典。
Let us glorify you more, so that other people will also be benefited.
主啊，恩待我们。
Oh Lord, be gracious to us.
但愿我们的元帅能够率领我们。
The very author of our salvation lead us on.
像约书亚一样的带领这些百姓征战，能够得着还有为的之地。
Just as Joshua led all his people to continue to battle to gain all those land which they have not possessed yet.
但愿这些话不突然返回,
May all these words will never return in void.
圣灵继续地运行在我们的里面,
The Holy Spirit continue to move us.
主啊, 我们感谢主, 我们的指望就在父神。
Lord, we thank you because our hope is in God the Father.
我们的指望, 我们的信心都在父神。
Our hope, our faith are all in God the Father.
愿意恩待保守我们, 保守我们这颗心能够向着你。
May you be gracious and keep us, keep our hearts towards you.
我们看万事如做粪土, 好叫我们更多得着基督。
So that we'll count all things as rubbish that we can gain Christ.
主啊, 我们这样祈求祷告, 是因你儿子耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Lord, we ask and pray in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.